Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
No, I didn't know that. No, thank you for telling me. Yeah, that was news to me, and that just tells you where my brain's at, like 90% of the time.
This is actually my alter ego.
just one letter off.
I'm just saying you put the deal a little bit further.
What's going on, guys? Oh, XP shared.
Hey! Oh, we love a smash cut.
Bro, I could have been doing a pre-stream stroke and like no would have never known, bro. That's crazy.
Hey, bro, you got to share it with a class, you know?
He didn't share it with you?
He didn't share it with you as well.
What do you think the DM was? What's up, guys? Episode 59. Coming at you live from my fucking bedroom. before we start out, of course, if you haven't grabbed your bingo cards for the little Steam giveaway, don't fuck up, and don't cheat either. I'll know if you do.
You know what? We should make that a new square. Someone forgets their bingo cards.
I'll do a variation here in like a week or two, maybe next one.
I refuse to play bingo.
Grab your bingo cards. Get your little $5 gift card because I like being nice to people or something. I don't know, believe it or not, fucking mind blowing.
I'll throw in a 5-2. Choose is throwing in a 5-2.
Oh shit! So we got a 10. We got a tenner, bro.
We got to take
yo, in a sale, that can get you some good shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, dude, pretty good games for $10. I'll tell you what.
Like, mm-hmm. I just picked up Yes, Your Grace for like £3.
Oh, shit.
I picked it up. It was gifted to me, but like, I was going to. Shit, that's some good shit.
Shit, if we're going to get in, let's hold off until we get into new purchase games because I got a big one. This is not good for my mental health. Michael, Juice Wayne has a little bit of a starter segment up for us today. Yeah. Oh, he's been cooking a little bit. A little cooking in the kitchen. I don't know what the
Juice
fuck that
Wayne
was.
Cooking stream confirmed.
So, as you guys know, every now and then I like to do some different, switch it up a little bit. Make things a little, tricky. So today we are doing a little something called start, bench, cut. Okay. Start, bench, cut. Now, I get it. Not everyone plays sports. So you probably don't know what that means. You should know what that means. Figure it out if you don't. I'm going to start with. Damn, who should I start with? I want to start with CJ.
Uh-oh.
Then we'll go to Quang. Then we'll go to J-Dog.
I love this. Right?
So, CJ, give me your start, bench, cut for the following three games.
Okay.
Baldur's Gate 3. Hollow Knight. Clair Obscur.
Okay, right. This is gonna... Because I haven't played it before, I'm benching Hollow Knight. I've never played Hollow Knight. So
you'd cut it.
Sorry. And
wait, you gave him a game he hasn't even played yet? What the fuck?
I thought he mentioned it before, so I thought he had played it, but I guess I was wrong. Sorry.
No, I have not played Hollow Knight, so I'm gonna cut that. As I've heard that it is one of the greatest games of all time, unfortunately, it's not been on my list. I'm gonna have to bench Baldur's Gate and start Expedition 33 because
I kind of saw that coming.
Listen, I spent the entire year, you know, talking up about Expedition 33. I love Baldur's Gate. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's great. But Expedition 33 might be one of the greatest pieces of narrative media of this year, right? Mm-hmm. It's not even the fact that it's a game. It is so fucking good.
Okay. So question.
Yep.
Since we didn't technically have Hollow Knight on the table, would you still cut GTA 5 in its entirety, including RP?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I think, but the thing I got to keep in mind, right, is I met my girlfriend on that game. So I might have to cut Baldur's Gate 3 and bench GTA.
Okay.
Still being put on the bench, though. Clearly, the story was better than his girlfriend.
Right. Well, we said, no, here's the thing, though. We said GTA 5 in its entirety, which means I'm also benching the shitty fucking online that I hate. Right? Yeah. So that is the thing. Because genuinely, right, 5M's been a lot of fun. We've just started a new server. I'm the head of a mafia. It's been fun. And, you know, I met Kat on there. You know, my partner, my better half. And GTA single player is very good. Unpopular opinion, I fucking hate the GTA Online, all right? That's just me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever.
I guess for me it is that separation of I love what I've done in 5M. The Riley Silver story is one of the greatest things I've ever written. And you know, there's some stuff going on with that in other things that I make, right? But Expedition 33 changed me. Like, I'm a different person, and that's not hyperbolic. Like, it has changed the way I look at storytelling. It is leagues above so many things. Love Baldur's Gate 3, but if we're swapping Hollow Knight with GTA 5, I'm benching Baldur's Gate 3.
Felt that. No. You're cutting Baldur's Gate.
Cutting. Sorry, cutting. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Confusion.
I'm new to these terms. All right. I'm not a sports ball guy. I'm sorry.
No, sports ball guy.
You figured it out as you win.
You don't actually watch football? I thought you did.
No.
Oh.
What about football?
Fuck me, I guess.
No, I don't watch that either. I don't watch football or football.
Okay. Homo for you, CJ. This one might be a little easier.
Okay.
Among Us. Dellen Dawson. Lockdown Protocol.
Okay, right.
You say easier. I was like, this is a lot harder, I feel like.
For me, this is a little bit easier. Start Among Us. It started my streaming. It's how I met a lot of people that led me to meet a lot of friends, lifelong friends that I've got. Among Us is like the infraction point for a lot of things. So start with that. Dalen Dawson and Lockdown Protocol, very good games in the sort of the imposter genre, let's call it. I think Dalen Dawson is funnier. I think it's funnier. I think that, like, with the setting of it, there's more. Like, I'm a role play guy. I like my role play. I like my D&D. Dalen Dawson, I feel like, invites that role play a lot more with the little I like that, like, the tasks you have to do aren't these turn off the reactor, stop the asteroids before they. It's like, yeah. Put your fucking files away. send an email. Call this motherfucker. So I'm going to bench Dale and Dawson. I'm cutting lockdown protocol.
Okay. Okay.
Fair. All right.
Fair.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. Any disagreements here? Any beef?
No, I see his logic on that.
No, I agree with his logic on it. I think I cut Among Us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You bench lockdown protocol?
Yeah. Bench lockdown. Start yeah. Dale.
Dale and Dawson. You hate Among Us that much, huh?
He's just not a liar. That's what it is. Clank's just not a liar.
Yeah, it is. Okay. No. To be clear, the one big problem with Among Us is that Among Us is all, it really got to a point where Among Us was only fun as the imposter, and sure. You would play your civilian rounds or whatever they're called in that game, your crew rounds, like you were in the imposter. Ooh. So that you can throw off people when you are the imposter. And that kind of gameplay was like, it was just like really unfun.
You have mods.
even with mods and all that, it depends on the group. Cause if you have a lot of people who like aren't, like, because the fun part about Among Us was like new people would keep cycling in, and a lot of older people would cycle out, and then you just kind of had new dynamics, and that was kind of the fun part of Among Us. But when you stuck with the same group for a really long time, it kind of got stale quickly. Because a lot of time it was like crew was sabotaging itself.
it happens because
it was always better to vote imposters out than doing tasks, and it was just a whole thing. I think Dale and Dawson,
I did my tasks first of all I cleared the shit out of my tasks always.
I did my fucking chores, all right? The house is a mess. It's not my fault. Look, I did my list on the fridge. I got a gold star. I ain't having shit.
That being
who
am I said,
following around?
Dale and Dawson, I think, is a better take on that, like, genre, just holistically. Having a detective trying to figure out who it actually, like, having a dedicated role of trying to figure out who it is and passing that around. Yeah, is pretty fucking funny.
We do need to play that again.
And then the third one, it didn't really matter what the third one was. I was gonna cut Among Us regardless.
Okay. So for those who don't know, there's a game called Deceit. I don't know if it's still a thing.
Oh,
Deceit was a fun ass werewolf game. That game was so good, so fun to play. I will think about putting that in the list instead of Lockdown Protocol, but I don't know who's played it, so I just ended up Lockdown Protocol instead.
Oh, bro, I was playing a lot of Deceit in 2021. A lot of Deceit in 2021.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. Okay. Quay, are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Start, bench, cut, smash, melee, Rivals 2, Street Fighter 6.
I think you start Street Fighter 6, you bench Rivals of Aether 2, and you cut Smash Brothers Melee.
I was not expecting to hear that.
As the Melee I head. I think you have to cut Melee. I think Melee's gotten to a point where it's like so. People really like the skill floor being so high.
Ooh.
But it's like really restrictive. Granted, it's a lot easier to like reach that skill floor now than it was when I started playing that. I sound like an old head, but when I played the game back in 2012, like started getting like competitive, I guess it was like 2011, but yeah, that skill floor like reaching that skill floor took me a year of just practicing before I got to actually start having fun playing the game.
Yeah. I'm going to make you feel even older. There'll be kids who see this on YouTube Shorts that were born after 2012.
No, I know. I know. Well, I'm one of the best players. One of the best players in the game was born after the GameCube was out of rotation.
Jesus Christ!
But yeah, I think you have to cut it. I think I'm on this, like, I've been on this crusade. I do think the skill floors need to be lower. Melee will have a special place in my heart. I still watch most of the tournaments, and top level is really cool, but top level is also really hard to understand what's going on at this point. I think if you watched like Melee back in like 2015, 2016, it was really easy to just be like, that was really cool. I don't know how he did it, but clearly it was difficult to do, and that was really cool that happened in the way that it happened. Now it's like, I don't understand what's going on. Why didn't Pikachu explode off the left side of the screen? Right, like, I don't. There's a lot of like really unintuitive visual things that happen, and it's just confusing. Which is once again, it's cool, like, to watch as somebody who like knows and understands.
You make a good point though. I felt that way even recently watching it.
Yeah,
I watch you guys play at the house on the CRTs. I'm like, wait, who just did what? And they're just like, oh, that tech was crazy. I'm like, what tech? Wait, what did he? Somebody play by play real quick? Like, yeah. I don't know. But you're right. That has happened. Yeah.
So I genuinely think that those type of games don't really have a place anymore, especially if you don't have like a really supportive community. Unfortunately, most of the community now is online. Back when we old heads used to play video games, PvP, we had to go meet each other in person.
Yeah.
And generally, people are nicer in person. Fun fact. And it's, like, a lot easier to... Like, the tilt doesn't set in the same way. Like, you get hit with something bullshit, and then you have some guy be like, man, that was bullshit. Immediately feels better.
Yeah.
You get hit with some bullshit, and you could turn to the guy and be like, how do I deal with that? And that's kind of one of the cool things about being in the FGC is like most people will be like, oh, either that, I have no idea. Fucking what was it, Genesis this year when I was competing? Played in what I know is like the hardest, what was like a 90-10 matchup. Hard losing for me. I get wrecked in tournament, and I turned to the guy and I was like, hey, what am I supposed to do? He's like, honestly, I have no idea. I could not tell you, because from my side, this is my turn brain off and I still win anyways. Matchup. And I was like, I mean, that's fair. I was hoping I would get insight from somebody on the other side, but nobody knew. It was the conclusion. Cool.
That's wild.
But yeah, just when you have like the game that's like really hard to physically play, like, and you don't have that like community aspect to it just naturally, because most kids are just like grinding online now.
Yeah.
I think it's incredibly unfun and really demoralizing. So that could go away. I think.
Okay.
And Rivals 2 gets benched because of similar things. Most people just only play online, and the skill floor is a lot lower. And there are a lot of really good resources, and the community is pretty sick. But the Street Fighter 6 community is like old, it's established. There are a lot of really exciting people to watch, and the community is generally great. You don't have to be good at the game to really enjoy Street Fighter.
Then I like it. I was surprised, but after the explanation, it makes sense. So the next one, I did a little bit of research, you know, so if I get this wrong, then, you know, it is what it is. Star Bench Cup between Stardew Valley, The Binding of Isaac, mm-hmm. and A Hat in Time.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh,
no.
That's a rough one, buddy. Something's gonna die.
Stardew Valley Binding of
Isaac wasn't in there, but shit.
I think you kill. Oh fuck! I think you kill Binding of Isaac. I think I have to bench Stardew Valley, and my one true love is starting Hat in Time. I want you to know, I'm gonna send a screenshot.
Okay, we're gonna see some hours.
Oh, no, God. No, my hours are completely incorrect because I have DLCs, modding, and all that stuff like happens all over the place. But I'll send this to the group chat. Just how my library is organized.
Nice.
There's a single favorite. There's a single favorite game.
Oh yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
There's only one favorite in game at all, and it is a
Bastion's a good fucking shout in there, by the way.
Yeah, Bastion's a good game. That's
a great game.
I think that's right.
Antichamber, fuck.
Yeah, these are all just an alphabet.
What is Anime Boobies 3000? What is that?
I don't even see that.
What game is it? No, I'm kidding. That,
have you ever played Brick Break?
No.
It's nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
It's a complete opposite.
It's weird you got two favorites in here, A Hat in Time and Honey Pop. That's weird.
Yo, Honey Pop goes hard. Honey Pop 2, double date.
Oops.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Hey there.
All right.
But yeah, I think it has to be. I think I go back to Stardew Valley way too much. I think Binding of Isaac, I have played a little bit recently, but it's more of a... It's not relaxing. That game is very stressful. the game is a lot of stress. Stardew Valley, I like, will get lost in, and I actually have a hard ban on life. If they're like, I'm only allowed to play farming games on Fridays. If I do play them, like Friday nights. Because by the time that I stop playing, it will be Sunday night, and I have missed days of high school playing the Game Boy Advance game Harvest Moon, Friends of Mineral Town.
How'd I know you were gonna say that?
I have missed days of school because I didn't sleep, just playing on an emulator, not even on my GBA, because the fucking it needed my computer doesn't need a charge.
Love that.
So it's a problem. Yeah, but A Hat in Time is something that, like, recently I've also just I kind of just want to have a better time on the speedrun ladder. I don't have a controller right now because I broke my last one. So I need to get a new like Xbox controller and like remod everything because I fucked up something with this most recent download. But I want to be like top 30, top 40 on the speedrun, I think, .com ladder. I think I'll be happy. It's probably harder now. I have like a time that I want to get, but I need to actually like sit down and grind it.
Okay.
And I'm really bad at modding. Modding is just not a thing I'm good at. But yeah, I want to get like a sub 45, which is 50. I would be like 56 ish is where I want to be.
I have thought of doing like some fucking speed fucking runs for Crack Media. So that might be a thing in the near future.
Speed run it.
The 80% got beat again by he is the guy, but like 20 days ago.
Oh, dude. See, I've gotten back into modding recently. I've been modding XCOM 2, and that's been interesting.
Oh, God.
Because I have a plan for a YouTube series next year that I needed some mods for.
What's your favorite mod so far?
Genuinely, like, I love any customization mods. I've got some hair mods in. A lot of it is quality of life stuff. But there is one I'm looking at, which is basically a Mass Effect mod that just adds a lot of Mass Effect themed enemies to the game. And like, I shouldn't, because it will break the immersion, but I could. I could, because everyone knows I love Mass Effect.
Immersion's overrated.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well.
Tell that to Red Dead 2, huh?
pretty squares are better.
Okay, alright.
Only game I've been modding is Deadlock, for obvious reasons. I got a Spider-Man Lash right now. That's great to see. I have Gojo as the doorman, which is also a very fun one.
Is that an aimbot I see on your mod?
this is like insane, because I've never heard of Juice actually modding anything in his entire life.
Yeah, right. That's right. Ever modded was Minecraft. That was it.
He is immersion team. Yeah, right now. Yeah, yeah. Like, fuck.
Whenever I'm on the computer, I'm gonna start just a chat log with CJ. Every time that Juice goes on Deadlock, I'm just gonna screenshot it.
Yeah, no, honestly, we fucking
just go back and forth when we see Juice on Deadlock.
By the way, I just quick update on this. A year and 2 months, my most played game ever on Steam. I'm almost at 1,970
hours.
Jesus.
One of my WWE 2K25 hours, because obviously I've been doing a lot of stuff in that game for recording. I've actually started modding that game slightly to make recording easier. I'm only at 420 hours. Nice.
I'm only at
420 hours.
I don't think I'm reaching my most played game. On Steam. I have 777 hours in Slay the Spire.
Oh my god.
And counting.
I know I've got hella,
and that's only on Steam.
I know I've got hella Sea of Thieves hours, but also like I haven't been playing Sea of Thieves because I kind of like interest kind of died because it's getting a bit too bloated for me.
My next closest is Rivals of Aether 2 at 281.
I believe that.
Why do I feel like you should have way more hours in it than that? Who do you have in League?
What do I have in League? Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? Like a soul contract?
A soul contract. Oh, fuck. All right. We're almost done here.
20 years, Randon says.
J Dog.
Probably accurate. Oh, God.
Are you ready, J-Dog?
If you put Medal of Honor in there, I swear to God.
First one is going to be between Medal of Honor Tier 1, Titanfall 2, and COD 4.
Okay, well,
I think I know where this goes. Should I make it Black Ops 2 instead of COD 4?
Yeah, probably. I mean, okay, Black Ops 2. Well, I mean, that's shit. Well, all right. Fuck.
I think COD 4 for the nostalgia, but Black Ops 2 for obvious reasons.
Okay, so, like, I guess there's two aspects I can go from this. What are we going from? Are we going from, like, single player or multiplayer?
Oh, total bias. We're doing a start bench cut, by the way, Renan. Start bench cut for video games.
Okay. I'll do both. Okay. Single player wise, obviously, I think you already know. I'm gonna have to start Medal of Honor just because emotionally it was great. Obviously, bench Black Ops 2. Titanfall, I'm gonna have to cut just because I did like one better. Let's be honest. Multiplayer
based opinion.
Multiplayer wise, I'm gonna have to start Black Ops 2 and bench Titanfall 2. And then Medal of Honor was just kind of like a shit version of like the first Battlefield. So it was like, whatever.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Like, we played it. We played it for, I'd probably say, like 20 to 50 hours. But
yeah, it wasn't anything.
It was pretty bad.
It was like a slightly, not even better, but like slightly variation version of the Bad Company 2.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I probably would play Bad Company 2's multiplayer,
which was
Honor, 10 out of 10 times.
Bad Company 2 was the one where I got like 500k fucking sniper score in like less than a week or something. Yeah, so that was just like,
yeah,
that was just a grind.
I do remember that. Okay,
twofer.
I'm not necessarily mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Now, last one. I hope this is a good one. I don't know if it is going to be. We'll see. I'll be online. Diablo 3, New World.
I feel like that's an easy one, but maybe I've got wrong opinions.
It one pops in my head, kind of easy. If we're going by like the general experience, I mean either way, just because it has a bad taste in my mouth, Diablo 3 is going to be cut either way. In terms of like general gameplay experience and just playing with people, that's the hard part. But I think for collaboration, I think I'm going to have to put Albion Online as start and bench New World. But gameplay-wise, I think I'm going to have to start New World and bench Albion.
New World has some good gameplay, for sure.
But it's kind of like, it's a hard one.
Repetitive at times.
It's a hard one because, like, the absolute, like, everything about the end game and the grind and everything that went into Albion Online was just perfectly flawless. But maybe it's because I wasn't in like a huge guild or anything. It was just like me and like 15, 20 other guys who were like kind of like, we basically like went around like mercenaries pretty much. But as far as like community immersion, getting people together and just fucking taking over a fucking server, like New World was definitely like top tier there.
I like how you said, you know, we didn't have like a full guild. It was just like 15 and 20 other guys running
around.
Well,
yeah, that's wild. Like, that's wild. It was just a couple bros, you know, just like 15 of us. Just like that, brother, that's half a classroom.
Some of the biggest fucking guilds in Albion Online are like minimum 250. Minimum.
Oh, wow.
Like, insane.
You know they got a fucking Discord where it has to check in and do their ranks and shit.
Oh, yeah, they're
Discord, they're fucking still on Venture. What do you mean?
They're on TeamSpeak, let's be real.
Well, so there were fucking, so in it's Albion fire. Online, there's these, they break them up into, like, there's guild versus guild fights, which is kind of like 5v5s. You pick your five best guys, they go up against their five best guys. That's a small one. And then there's territory grab, which is kind of like you have to flag a territory in order to basically initiate those guild B guilds. And then there's like general Zerg fights. Mind you, every area of Albion Online has a maximum, like you can only have 200 people in that area total. There were strategies from those top guilds to just flood the place with 200 fucking people so nobody else could get in and claim that territory.
Fuck yeah. Gang. Gang on three.
Like, it was ridiculous. It was insane. Yeah, that's
wild.
But I was actually going through some of my TikToks the other day, and I did message a few people sending like our old like arena TikToks from New World, and I'm just like, you know what? What if we start playing this again? Like, how bad could it be?
How bad could it be?
That's everyone.
What if I did go back to the trenches? What of it?
No, I'm the only one that's still plays League here.
Whilst we're sort of on, so I've done some math. So Juice, let me ask you real quick. How would you describe your sleep schedule? Like in the last year or so, let's say. Like, you know, average sleep, what are we looking at?
6 hours.
Okay. So if we take, we're just going to assume that's the average. So over the last year, 14 months, let's say, you've spent about 25% of your time asleep. You've spent 20% of the last 14 months playing Deadlock.
To be clear, allegedly, yeah. I heard that Juice was multitasking while playing Deadlock, you know?
Look, I'm just
part of his 9 to 5, you know, his Deadlock.
Oh, no, so I've just done a little bit of math, and obviously the math may not be perfect. I rounded up to 2,000 because you said you were nearly at 2,000. So
I can give you the, I can give you the real number.
I rounded. So if we go 2,000 hours over the last 14 months. Then 21% of your 14 months has been spent playing Deadlock, and then 25% of that time would have been sleeping with the average of 6 hours a night. So you've spent about 50% of the last year either asleep or on Deadlock.
That's insane. That's a crazy number. I'm gonna stall you right now.
I just did the math. You have played a total of 82.083 days of Deadlock.
Nearly 3 months.
You might be playing right now.
Yeah, Reddit said that in chat. You might be playing right now.
Yeah, no, we could see his hands. Unless he's playing with his feet or his dick.
Listen, I'd be a liar if I told you I've never played Deadlock in the middle of a work meeting. I for sure have. Like, it's sometimes like I don't know what it is, man. I mean, maybe the word is addiction. Maybe that's the word. I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, because
like, what I'm just saying, if we just framed it as you spent 20% of the last year in the casino, it would absolutely be a problem. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is.
But he's not losing money playing Deadlock.
No, he's losing mental health from that, the way I've heard him speak about some of his teammates. So it's arguably just as bad.
No, that's actually a bonus to mental health, being able to get that regression out.
Yeah, I don't rage nearly as hard as my constituents. All right, let me say that real quick. All right,
okay.
I am probably tame compared to how some other people rage in this community. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, I'm nice, you know, for the most part. Although someone did almost send pizza to the house once because they really didn't like me, and I was like, dang, bro, it's like that. I get it.
That's wild.
I get it, man. It's the gaming world for you.
That's the gaming world for you.
Well, since I'm totally unprepared and we're 45 minutes in almost. This is my half-ass, last-minute juice wine start, bench, or cut.
Oh, I'm getting one.
Ooh. Obviously, got to put Deadlock on there.
I mean, listen, you can't put Deadlock in there. I mean, okay. All right,
Deadlock? Yeah.
All right. Well, no, because now J-Dog could pick two really good games and you have to kill one of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Black Ops 2. Metal Gear Solid.
Which Metal Gear Solid?
You know what? I'm not educated enough to be...
Don't say Phantom Pain.
You can say Phantom Pain, but no. My favorite Metal Gear Solid is Snake Eater.
It's either going to be Sons of Liberty or Snake Eater.
Okay. Snake Eater then. And I think I know what's going to be cut.
Oh, cutting Black Ops 2 is crazy, man.
Oh, shit.
All right, listen. I got to cut Deadlock. And here's why. Okay. I have to cut Deadlock because as much as I enjoy playing Deadlock, it's one of those games that I don't need friends. I can play this shit by myself and have a blast. Black Ops 2 with friends is some of the most fun I've ever had in a video game in my fucking life. I mean, Xbox 360 days, if you weren't playing multiplayer during the 360 days, you missed out, bro. You missed the train. That was absolute peak. So I got to cut Deadlock and I got to bench Black Ops 2. Nothing beats Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, in my opinion. That is storyline. Was it like almost 3 hours of cutscenes? Like you're literally watching a movie inside of a video game. Like it's the start of the series in a sense, even though chronologically it is the start of the series. It's come on, man. Metal Gear Solid is just it's too goated.
Fair.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Damn, cutting Deadlock is crazy.
Bro, Deadlock is crazy. A fifth of your last year just down the drain.
Just completely wasted.
Just like, oh, well,
all my hair
well,
out of this.
Yeah.
I can confirm in the last year that apparently Juice has, on average, played more Deadlock yearly than I have played League, I believe.
Really?
I just put the stats in. I'm doing the math right now.
Oh god. Because
we're in 2025. I started in 2018. So it's 7 years. I have 6,560 hours in League of Legends.
See, god, I feel like I have some pretty egregious hours in WWE 2K25, but also it's like, yeah, I've got 420 hours, but also this is a game that came out in March, and I need to remember that. So, like,
Yeah, no, I have an average of 930 hours per year.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
On League of Legends.
So, you're right. If I, at this pace, at this rate, I am on pace to pass your,
yearly average,
like in the same frame of time. You're right.
Ooh, that's hold on.
That's I'm almost at 2,000 hours, and I'm what, a year and 2 months in.
I think the only game that might compare to like 1,000 plus hours, which is kind of bad, I guess, because I just realized like I play so many fucking games. I'm barely lucky to get like a game over 200, 300 hours in one day. But I'm sure World of Warcraft is probably up there. I'm sure it's gotta be up there.
Yeah, 100%. You don't even realize it.
But I mean, that's not even bad. And I can't calculate that because they probably don't have stats for that. Well, actually,
I mentioned that like your RuneScape hours is probably your shit too.
It's up there, but there's a lot of people that have way more hours in RuneScape than me.
Oh yeah, of course. I just hit my 5M hours. That's not good.
Oh, buddy. Wait, 5M.
1,600 hours over the last 3 years. Oh, yeah. God. The amount of hours I spent stood on a corner.
Yeah.
Going to be all ominous and shit.
Oh, we shit. Might be gamers.
We might be gamers. Oh no.
Wait, how do you see how many hours you have in 5M?
It's probably going to be in hidden, but you check source SDK base 2007.
Ooh.
I've got almost exactly 1600 hours. Yeah. 1601. Oh,
I got 1300. Yeah.
Oh, God. And that's like only over the last 2.5-3 years. Ah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's like 1600 hours of a fake life. How's that feel?
Oh, bro, listen, RP sucks like, you in, man.
Yeah, I've spent at least 200 just stood on a fucking corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
just stood outside fucking Bean Machine or White Widow, just fucking stood there for 200. No wonder I'm unemployed. Fuck.
No, I mean,
I should put that on my resume as a commitment thing. I'm the most committed motherfucker you'll ever meet.
Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. That was a shot below the belt for a lot of people. I'm not. I apologize. All right,
including me.
It's gonna hurt a lot of people, but like, I have to give so much credit to 5M as a whole, just because of the fact that if it wasn't for our last session with WTF news and all that bullshit, I wouldn't have fucking just sat here and realized that, why am I not putting all this time in Crack Media? And Crack Media probably wouldn't be a thing if WTF News was not a thing, if 5M wasn't a thing. None of us would fucking be here if it wasn't a thing. So,
and that's like why Among Us for me is also the other thing. I wouldn't be here if not for Among Us, because I wouldn't have started streaming, I wouldn't have met Karma, I wouldn't have joined Elusive, and I wouldn't have met the people I've met. Like, my life without Among Us would have been, I would have still just been working a whatever job, not knowing any of y'all. Like, it's fucking wild. And none of that would have happened if not for Friday the 13th, the video game, because that's what got me into online gaming.
Damn. That's a... Like... That's one. Okay.
Yep, fun fact, AJ.
Yeah?
You were there the first time I've played video games with these guys.
I believe... Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It would have been the first side quest we did together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. That's the first time we've ever played video games together.
Damn. That was I think it was Playdough, actually.
The first episode?
Overcooked. Overcooked.
Overcooked. That's right. Yeah. Overcooked. Yeah.
God. That's an Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Forza?
Oh man.
Forza? Forza Horizon.
Damn.
Oh my god.
That's nuts.
And the worst part is I've just started a new 5M server, so those hours are gonna keep fucking climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
Yes, they are. I'm gonna have to join. You gotta send me, it is a
quiet server at the moment, but like, I'm trying to do a little bit of networking. It seems like a good place. Like, it's fun. I'm running a little mafia. I'm a little Valentine.
Juice, you gonna have time to play outside of Deadlock?
Well, I definitely can't get any like real role, you know, in the server if I join. You know, I gotta just be a trash man. And see, that's the thing is, like, going forward now in RP, I get more enjoyment out of just having like a regular job, right? Get a little cash, but then find ways to role play, like where it's not, you know, something where I have to be super dedicated to it, right? Deadlock is just, until I hate Deadlock, it is my main squeeze. Even my girlfriend is like, is it me or Deadlock? Like,
guys, I have a girlfriend too.
I'm like, I'll turn off the computer, guy. I'll turn off the computer. All right, I'll turn it off.
I fucking hope it's a bit, but I saw a TikTok a while ago. It's a fucking Fortnite guy, Nick 30 or something. And there's a clip of him going around of him saying if his wedding was on the same day as a Fortnite event, he'd have to like reschedule the wedding or something. If you get to that point,
holy shit, no,
yeah, that's I'll find the clip. It's fucking wild.
That's a yikers.
That's a bit much. That's a bit much.
Brandon's at 1300 hours. Not surprised.
I think, you know, when you fight, because I will give it most of my hours, I'd say like 2/3 of those hours, 3/4 of those hours are on elusive. So I'd like to say that I've probably spent about 1200 hours on elusive alone. So that server was special. That was a very special place.
There's no way Twitch is making the word loading an actual loading circle and screwing up the bot right now. That's not happening, right?
It might be. I don't know if we have the fucking emote mod thing, or I don't know, like better TTV or whatever.
Well, that should be coming from like Stream Elements. So like, what the fuck? They're just like, hey, we're just gonna fucking put in the loading emote. That's wild.
Specifically capitalized. Oh my god, it is. Oh my god, it is. Shit.
That's pretty cool.
That's insane. All right, so I just make it fucking lowercase. That's wild.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate it. Stream Elements.
Or do like quotation marks. That might break it up. I don't know though. We'll see.
You're doing great. I believe in you.
Do this before I forget. That kind of sucks. Whatever. Lame.
Well, while he's doing that, I will segue some, because recently a little company known as Nintendo released a new game that the internet fucking hates, and Quang thinks that the hate is a little unjustified. Quang, why don't you tell us about it?
People don't have to spend money on games to make them, and they should be priced based on demand, not based off of how much money they spent on making a game. And the game's pretty fun. I have... How many hours do I have in this game right now? Enough. I've been playing it on and off for the better part of a week or so.
Well, tell them what the fucking game is. Shit.
What? Pokemon ZA. Literally, so many people are so mad about, like, so many inconsequential things. The game is a little sloppy, but, I mean, clearly there wasn't a lot of budget that went into the game, and I think that's fine. If you are playing the game to nitpick and look for the stupid... What is it called? Where do you find...
Oh, that's crazy. Nintendo doesn't have the budget to fucking make a Pokemon game because they're too busy suing somebody over the rights to Pokemon? That's crazy.
That's literally... I think that's such a fucking stupid statement, too. Oh, my God. Literally.
I think this is my thing, because I haven't played the game. I don't have a Switch. I don't have a Switch 2.
Yep.
Because, you know, I've never picked one up. From what I've seen of the game,
yep,
right, it looks flat. It looks very flat. From what I understand, the map is like, I think I saw a video of someone running across the map and it took them like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, but that's not what you're doing. So, once again, I think that's such a stupid thing. I would much rather be able to get from one end of the map to the other in like 3 minutes than three of those minutes, than going from one end of the map to the other end of the map in 10 minutes, where three of those minutes is literally nothing.
But I think we don't need those two extremes, right? Can we not have a 6 minute map where there's loads of cool shit to find?
So there's also a lot of verticality in the game, and there's a lot of mazes. So you're never walking in a straight line. You're always hunting for things in the overworld, if you want to call it, or in like the specific like zones. and stuff like that. So you're never just walking in a straight line, and there's literally no reason to. I use the fast travel function when I need to get places. Because it's just better than running. Because unless I'm literally trying to explore and hunt for stupid things, but the thing that I'm mad about of the game is the most inconsequential bullshit. It's the worst Pokedex in any game that I've ever played. Because when I ask the Pokedex, where am I supposed to find this Pokemon? It's like, look up sometimes. And I'm like, fine, I hate you. And I know it's a monkey and I know it's supposed to be in a tree. Which tree?
Look, but that's up, fine. Forehead.
No, but like it is. It's fine because I think it's fun. And like it's very not Pokemon. As well, I mean, they kind of did it with Legends Arceus as well, where there's so much more emphasis on hunting Pokemon than, and I do mean hunting Pokemon, not catching Pokemon, because it's a lot of like sneaking around and then jump scaring them.
Interesting.
And, I mean, yeah,
like I've never been a massive Pokemon fan, but I like to keep tabs on a lot of the news. I've been reading up on some of the stuff since I saw you put in the document. I think the biggest issue a lot of people seem to be having is that it is a game from, and the thing people keep bringing up, and I know it's not entirely, but like it is the biggest franchise in the world. Franchise that a good third of it is built around these games coming out, because without these games coming out, you can't have the new cards and all. You can't have all the new anime and shit, because it's all based off the games. And people are just saying that, like, for the price that Nintendo is putting out, like, it's not necessarily that, like, they haven't spent a lot of money on this game, but it's like people are starting to expect more from a company that it does. And I feel like the biggest issue people have is the feeling that Nintendo are just, or Game Freak, I don't know who specifically is behind this game, whether it's Game Freak or a different company, but they are just conveyor belting Pokemon games out at this point, because some people had issue with Sun and Moon, a lot of people had issues with Sword and Shield. I had a lot of issues with Sword and Shield. Worst.
Yeah, that one was problematic.
So I don't know, but it definitely feels like this is, and there's another game that The Sims is also having this, but it feels like there are a lot of gaming communities that are slowly turning against their developers.
Sure, I disagree with all of that. In for this game specifically, one, it's a side game. It's not. It's a side game, to be very clear. This is not a mainline game. In fact, you don't even have turn-based battle. It's all real-time battling, which is really cool. I'm never going to play online because I've seen people play online and that seems sweaty as hell and I'm not going to deal with it. Because there are two different metas happening in Japan and America. It's the whole thing. And I'm not going to deal with that. But like in-game, you can actively dodge abilities. You can also die. Like the character can die from getting hit by Pokemon attacks too many times. All really cool stuff. And it is a side game. And the game really asks you to pay attention to the small details. And you do pay attention to the small details because of it. Or like the specific details, I should say. I think this game is fine. Do I think $70 is expensive? Yeah, but I don't think there's a single game in the world that I paid $70 for. And I do think it's kind of bullshit that they released the game with DLC. Which is kind of bullshit, and I agree with that. But it's a full game. Like I said, I saw that I have more than 15 hours this, like, last week in that game. Because it's genuinely fun. Because it's more Breath of the Wild, less Pokemon. That makes sense. Where, except the entire point of it is to collect Korok seeds. And I'm pretty happy with that.
See, my question would be, and it's not necessarily one you might have the answer for, but it's like, people who really loved Legend Arceus seem to be hating ZA.
Oh, I think people overhyped Legends Arceus in a major way. Okay. Legends Arceus, I think, has a better story, to be clear. I haven't finished the story, though, because I really, like, I'm on a side mission to get every achievement in the game. which is going to take forever, and the game, like, really tries to prevent you from doing it, which is kind of fun, kind of annoying, but also... We'll see when I start, like, getting bored and actually just finish the game. But Legend of Arceus had a better story, for sure. Legends of Arceus had so many problems. I think the thing that I was mentioning before, where just moving through the world took so long, and so much of it was just, like, nothing. And there's no reason for that map to be that big, in my opinion. But people really like Legends Arceus because it was the first time that something really new happened to Pokemon. Literally ever. I think since, like, Gen 5 basically tried to reboot the series with brand new Pokemon. Because they deleted half the cast and were like... Or they deleted the whole cast except for, like, 5 Pokemon. And they're like, we're starting over. and then people were like, no, my Charizard. I want my Charizard back. And they're like, fine. So we're back to where we are now.
Fuck Charizard.
Yeah, fair. But I think people were, like, overexcited about the, like, new style, the, like, overworld, and all that. Because it was cool. But other than that in story, like, I think the gameplay was incredibly repetitive, even more so than ZA, and ZA is incredibly also has one of the best customization. There's so many fancy clothes, you can really customize your character. My character has ombre hair, like, 3 tones.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at screenshots of the game right now, and I'm like, every screenshot does have, like, a very different character. But I was like, I feel like I'm looking at a, like, early PS3 game.
I will say the screenshots really do it dirty, because the screenshots are not, you're not looking. The game is very dynamic, is kind of the problem. I was really hesitant because of the screenshot too, because the textures are really lazy and look really lazy and really boring, but you really don't notice it while you're playing the game, because, like I said, you're hunting the entire time. So you're like, oh, what's about to pop out? Am I gonna... I got mobbed by, like, 7 Scythers. and blacked out. Like, I got destroyed. And it's a lot of that. And, you know, there's boss monsters in the overworld, too, that you're like, do I fight it for the sake of fighting it? Sometimes the answer is yes.
Sometimes.
The answer is yes. Yeah, because you want the EXP to... Because you're also, like, EXP grinding to finish the achievements. Like, evolve this number of Pokemon and all that stuff. So, you know, I think the game's fine. I think there's the general frustration that it feels lazy, especially with the size of the franchise. However, I don't know. This is a side game. If this was a mainline game, I might feel a little bit different. Especially because I think 90% of, like, 90% of this game is the battle system and, like, hunting and all that stuff. So I don't know. I think people are mad, and I think they're allowed to be mad. I think they're stupid, but that's whatever.
There's always going to be those people.
I think, yeah, I mean, from what I'm reading, a lot of it is people are making a big deal about this because they're worried that if Nintendo see that people are willing to accept this for a side game, then, like, oh, but then they'll just do the same for the mainline. Because people have been commenting on, like, the slow and gradual drop in quality in Pokemon games over the last few years in general.
I think I don't know. I think that the last one, what was it? Because you got to look at it two different ways, right? You got to look at it from the competitive side and the... Because you always have to consider them, even though they're like 10% of the community. And from the casual side. Scarlet and Violet were a huge jump up from Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield was garbage. Absolutely horrendous. And even though Scarlet and Violet came out and was a buggy mess and lagged all over the place, it was still a massive step up from Sword and Shield. People forget how bad Sword and Shield was, I think. Got it. That game was awful.
Fucking terrible, because that's the last one I fucking played, and I only played it for maybe like a week, not even.
I didn't even play it, and I knew how fucking bad it was because someone was like basically like streaming to me their playthrough, and just the fucking quality, dude. I'm like, because the last Pokemon game I played properly was Gen 5, was Black and White. And I really like those games. I really liked them. I like the little moving sprites. I thought they were real cute. Yeah.
Top two Pokemon game, so.
Yeah, honestly, I think that might be my favorite. I cannot play the older games because the physical special split from Gen 4, like, I can't go back after that.
Yeah, that's fair. It's really jarring.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that Heart Gold and Soul Silver exist so I can experience Gen 2, because I fucking love Gen 2, but because of Gen 4. But yeah, no, I just, it seems to be like a very vitriolic game. There's a lot of very powerful opinions on here. And before we wrap up, there is another game that is, over the last couple of days, some big fucking news has come out. I don't know if y'all know about the Sims and what the Sims has been doing recently. But the Sims and EA got bought out by some lovely people in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what the exact figure was that they sold for, but they sold for quite a lot of money. And a few days ago, an article got released that I find very interesting. You know what? Power to them. Some of the biggest Sims creators, including what the names I have here, has come from PC Gamer, which in my history is a pretty reliable source. The names I've got are James Turner, Jesse Plumbella McNamara, and Kayla Sims, Little Simsy, have all, and many others, but those are the biggest names, have pulled out of the EA Creator Program, and asked for their codes to be rescinded. Obviously, this is coming just as a new big sale has dropped this last week, and some of the biggest fucking creators in the sim space are saying, "Nah, fuck it, we ain't gonna support this Saudi shit." And as a wrestling fan, Saudi Arabian money has unfortunately been something I have to be very educated on over the last few years. But yeah, The Sims is losing money because some of their biggest creators are falling off of the platform after the sale of EA. And I kind of like that we're saying fuck you to the system. Personally, I think this is a good move. I think gamers are doing something right. Can't tell you the last time I said that, but we're doing something right. And that's just, yeah, that's just like some big news that dropped over the last couple of days. I got told about it yesterday, so I figured it was worth mentioning. I don't know if any of us really have any opinions. I can't tell you the last time I played The Sims. It was probably The Sims 3. But yeah. So fuck you, EA, I guess, is the mantra that we will continue to spout for years.
You can hear. Yeah. Yeah. And it was it's 55 billion, right? That's the 55 number.
55 billion.
Yep.
That sounds, yes. Yeah.
It's a massive fucking number.
That's a stupid amount of money. That's a stupid amount of money.
Yeah.
Yep. When was the last time that you played an EA game? I guess non-EA sports game, I should say.
Last time I played an EA game.
Probably Apex.
Is Apex EA?
Skate?
Yeah.
Play that. Yep.
Garbage.
Skate and Apex Legends, definitely the last.
Skate, Legendary Edition of Mass Effect would be my last two most recent ones.
Oh, wait, Apex was originally just on the Origin.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I like...
Yep.
Oh my
God. Back in the day, bro.
I was like, no, there's no way Apex was EA, because I'm pretty sure it's Steam on Steam the whole time. That can't be true. And then I had the flashback of my friends convincing me to download the virus that is the Origin.
That's like one of the worst launchers ever, man.
It basically bricked my computer.
Yeah.
Oh, we could talk about that for hours.
Terrible launcher.
Oh God. And then every time you load it up, it's like, do you want to buy Sims 3? Do you want to buy Sims 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because that's the last good game that they released.
That's calling that a good game is.
And even that's wild. Been going downhill.
Yeah. I enjoyed The Sims 3 before the dark times of The Sims 4 and its 50 million fucking DLC that they're still releasing, because I've got a couple friends that still play The Sims 4 and buy the DLC, and I'm like, how the fuck are you still adding shit to this game? It's been out for over a decade! They fucking, like, added a system.
GTA Online.
Right. Like, they've added a fucking heritage system. They added a whole fucking Star Wars DLC. They added a weather DLC. Game's 10 years old and you only added weather a couple of years ago?
Go figure.
Fucking hell, EA.
Hey, man, maybe this is the transition. Like, maybe this is people waking up and being like, oh, games are just being bought out for money. What are we doing? I mean, it's the same thing with the esports, right? The EWC. We're not going to get into that either.
It's a whole thing.
If you want to hear about that, go to the loading screen.
It's very informative. Genuinely very informative.
No, seriously, though, plug time, actually. Because we are... at an hour and 15. We spent like 45 minutes talking about start bench cut, bro.
Honestly. I mean, if Juice just spends 2 weeks coming up with another couple benches and shit, then yeah, that's a good opener for sure.
I mean, I'm totally down for it. I think we switch to If we want to, maybe we'll like do a different podcast for like actual news industry shit. But like, I think we start transitioning to like our opinions / entertainment kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
just some bars hanging out.
Our shitty takes on everything.
All I'm saying is, if a Saudi prince wants to pay me and buy me out, I'm available.
Okay.
Mike's opinions are not the opinions of CJ_Zephyr.
Why do you have to say that in that tone, though?
Oh my god.
To be clear, I'm not Quangida on here. I am Quang de Ya.
Quang de Ya.
Quang de Ya.
Yeah.
Who do you? Quang the yeah. I mean, if we're plugging shit, I'm gonna very, very quickly. Hey guys, on Saturday, I've got a new YouTube video coming out at 6 p.m. Eastern, because fuck daylight savings, they're stupid and I don't know why they exist. They're stupid and I hate them. But I've got a new episode coming out. It's our Halloween series. Check it out on Saturday. It's gonna be fun. It's nearly 3 hours long. I still haven't rendered it yet.
Oh my god.
CJ hates farmers confirmed.
CJ hates farmers confirmed.
We don't fucking need daylight savings anymore, alright? We've moved past that. We fucking moved past it, alright? It's because some old fucker messed up when he made the calendar and they had to add an extra fucking day to it. Fuck off.
We're not getting into that. That's sciencey. Yeah. We're not here for science, all right?
sorry, I derailed that.
We are opinions. We are slowly getting over. I'm trying. I'm trying to start to recategorize things and put XP Share on its own channel, kind of separate from the Crack Media as a whole, where we're starting to more pertain to just events and replays and basically game actual gaming content for Crack Media in itself. So slowly moving stuff over to this new XP Share. If you guys want to go subscribe, throw a couple likes on the ones we got. We're starting basically from season 2. I got those slowly re-uploading, and then hopefully we'll start catching up and getting these new episodes back on there too. Also, shorts are going to be on there. Also, if you want to, you know, if you're a YouTube shorts, TikTok, Instagram person, all over the place, XP Share everywhere. Again, loading screen. Episode 3 coming up. We're actually doing episode 3 recording today, so that should be up next Monday, the following Monday. Depending on editing. We're trying to do it on Wednesdays, but it's kind of just like we're still up in the air. We're juggling new editors and stuff like that. So for sure, by next Monday, episode 3 will be up. Also, shorts and stuff on that if you guys haven't seen that already. But yeah, just content. And
Yeah, keep it coming.
If things work out, we got a bunch more tournaments coming at you. Possibly Rocket League, Call of Duty, maybe Siege. Of course, Valorant is going to be poking its head in and out. We got some good people over at EVC who, if you haven't heard already, just got a nice little sponsorship from Riot to do the VCT over in the Finnish region. So congrats off to them. Also, with that said, we got our next we got our next Dead by Daylight Proving Grounds coming up soon, so watch the Discord for that.
Call of Duty tournament, I gotta see this.
We got some shit coming. Also, possibly, maybe we'll talk a little bit offline, but we might actually have some guests for our next episode, which would be pretty sick. Get to talk to new people, guys. We get to make friends.
Can you repeat that last word again? What
are friends? Do they taste good?
Okay. All right. We're cannibals here. All right.
How many of us have them?
Anyways. Oh, dear. XP Share, episode 59. Appreciate you all. Thanks for hanging out. Deuces.
Bye.
Hey, Quang here. I hope you're enjoying the XP Share podcast. If you agree with my takes, you should tell everyone in the Cracked Media Discord. If you disagree, you should go to the Cracked Media Discord and find CJ_Zephyr. And only tell him. Privately. Thank you.